Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't want to miss a minute of my time with our good friend Ted Fishman. His new book is called Shock of Gray, brand spanking new book. The ink is barely dry on this thing from the printer. It is just out today where he has honored us with the ability to launch his book on our show. And I'll tell you, for me, no greater honor for me than when our Brain Trust members give us that privilege. And Ted, we thank you again for that.
Oh, I'm so delighted, Jim. I'm thanking you.
Congratulations, by the way, on the book. Folks, it's outstanding. It's a watershed book. It's a landmark book. The people will be quoting this book the way they quoted his China Ink book and still are. I'm still doing it. Ted, one of the things that's been interesting as I've gotten into your book has been the two-edged sword effect of this issue of the aging population. There's good and there's bad and there's ugly, so to speak, in this. And the good will be self-evident pretty quickly. We'll gravitate to that. The benefits will gravitate to those quickly. We'll embrace those as a natural course of living. The negative stuff are things that will happen as well, but we may have an opportunity. Aren't there some of these, the negatives, as long as we know about them in advance through your book, for example, that we can do some things about that? And let's use American as an example. What do you think?
I think that's right. You know, and that is the goal of the book, Jim. You know, when I started the book, it was really kind of a political issue. It was an economic issue. But as I worked on it more, it became much more of a personal issue, because once you're aware how the aging of our population, the world population, is affecting everything, you can't walk out your door and not see the dynamic and not see how you fit
right
into it. And this is true even when you walk around your own community in the United States. So, as you know, the baby boomers are hitting near retirement, and their numbers are swelling the proportion of our population, which is
right
in an older age group. And that's just going to get more true over time as they push through. And the vast growth in the U.S. workforce, you know, will be adding, you know, 16 million people possibly in the next decade. All of that growth will be the increased number of people in very, very late stage of their career, in the last 10 years of their career.
And, but, Ted, I want to ask you, I want to ask you a question. Isn't America different from Europe and China and Japan, in that we've got generations coming behind us? I mean, the millennials. One of my demographers in my Brain Trust says that generation could be as much, by the time we finish making those babies, could be as much as, you know, 100 million people. What do you think?
You know, I that's an open question. You know, because people aren't done. You know, our birth rate in this country is low. It's barely above replacement rate. Most of the increase in our youthful population comes from immigrant families.
Yeah.
But when you consider the fact that we
assimilate our immigrants in America, and even though the profile of America may be changing, from a demographic standpoint, from a population standpoint, isn't America in better shape than a lot of the other countries?
Yes, we're in much better shape than a lot of the other countries. It doesn't mean that we're escaping the dynamic. It just means
right
we're in better shape. And in some ways, that increases our burden on the rest of the world.
That's a good question. You're doing a great job of talking about, you know, the yin and the yang, the two-edged sword of this thing.
Well, as other countries age, and you can see this in Europe right now, the pressure for them to pour more of their resources into their aging population increases. And they will be cutting back on things like defense, on the, other
right
international initiatives. And
we're already seeing that, Ted.
And we'll have to pick up the slack there.
Yeah.
So, you know, the aging of the world around us really puts pressure on us too. At the very same time that it creates opportunity.
Isn't this, Ted? Isn't this issue one of the top handful of issues that any national leader, member of Congress, president, must be able to build into their management platform, into their leadership platform. Isn't this an awareness and understanding going forward that we've got to expect every national leader to be able to deal with?
It has to be right at the top of the list, along with economic consequences, jobs,
security, national security.
Yeah, I mean, it works on a high level on virtually any issue you could think about. It works
Ted, it sounds to me like you're actually considering this issue to be part of the national security issues.
It is absolutely part of the national security issue. It relates to the power of the United States. It relates to the economic prosperity of the United States. Pick anything that makes our national security a priority in this country, whether it's immigration, whether it's our might and our ability to police the world. The aging of our population and the world around us is central to that.
This is a kind of a sleeper scenario that seems to be going unnoticed by a lot of people, too many people. And I'm hoping, Ted, that your book will open your eyes. I think, you know, I think every political leader in the world needs to read your book. And I know, Ted, that, you know, I'm sure they're all listening right now. So I'm sure, Ted, they'll rush out and buy a copy. Ted, tell us how we can find the book. Where can we get it?
Well, the book's available everywhere. Everywhere you can buy a book. It ought to be there, hopefully today.
Right. And does the book have a website?
Make sure they're there.
Does the book have a website?
The book does. You can go to tedcfishman.com, and that'll take you right to Shock of Gray.
Tedcfishman.com. We'll go take a quick break. Ten till. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.